Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
Did a video not too long ago about whether or not a surveyor can trespass to do his or her job. And that is, there's a piece of property surrounded by property owned by other people. And the question is, can a surveyor, while surveying the piece of property for his or her client, step onto the property of the people next door while doing the job? And I pointed out that there is a statute in Michigan and in many states that says specifically that a surveyor can do that so long as they are an actual surveyor conducting an actual survey. And of course, if they cause any harm or damage to the other property, they got to take care of it. And their intrusion onto the property has got to be de minimis. They got to keep it as limited as possible. And so quite often, and I got quite a few surveyors, by the way, checking in on that one. Quite often, they can do their job without even going on the property, or if they do, it's literally just putting a foot on the property or walking across a piece of property. But it's you know, most of the time, if you didn't see it happen, you wouldn't know it happened because they literally go through without causing any trouble. I had a few people misunderstood the question, and I had somebody say, Steve, obviously they've got to go to the property to survey it. They can't do it from their desk. Thinking that the question was, can they trespass on the property they are surveying? But if they've got permission to survey it, they're not trespassing. But I digress. Several people in response to that video asked me, Steve, what about process servers? So let's suppose you're sitting in your backyard one day enjoying a barbecue. Okay? Guy comes walking around the corner. He walked up your driveway, walked around the corner. He's on your property. And he walks up and he goes, excuse me, Mr. Smith? And you go, yeah. And he goes, you've been served summons and complaint. Thank you. And he walks away. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of what constitutes good service because people often want to argue about that, but that varies wildly from state to state. You don't have to touch it to the person. They don't have to sign for it. You know, tricking them into a batch of flowers at the door is not necessary. But I had people say, Steve, what about the process server who comes onto your property to serve you? So the guy who walks up your driveway, comes around the corner and serves you. He served you and he walks off. Wasn't he trespassing when he walked onto your property? And I can tell you in Michigan, no. So it's going to vary from state to state, but a lot of states have laws like this also. So we're going to get to every single law in these blue books eventually. At the rate of five laws a year, that is, by the way, it might take us a while, but we'll get there. But under Michigan law, which is the MCLs for Michigan compiled laws, I had somebody ask me that yesterday, MCL 750.552, trespass upon lands or premises of another, exception, violation, penalty, and process server defined. So process servers come in here. You can find the statute quite easily by typing in Michigan trespass process server. But this statute, though, as you might have guessed from the first word being trespass, talks about trespassing first and then creates an exemption for the process server. So it says, a person shall not do any of the following. A, enter the lands or premises of another without lawful authority after having been forbidden to do so by the owner or occupant or the agent of the owner or occupant. So the first one is that someone can't enter your land after you've told them they can't. And that pops up in videos on the internet quite often where somebody will say that they've been trespassed from someplace. Because the owner or the agent for the owner says, you are no longer allowed to be here. And that moment in time, you've got to leave and you're off the property. If you come back, you are trespassing. So that's what the statute says. If you enter the lands or premises of another without lawful authority after having been forbidden to do so by the owner or occupant or the agent of the owner or occupant. You might say, Steve, why is the owner or occupant? Well, if you're renting a house, you're not the owner. But you're the occupant and you're legally there, you can tell people not to trespass on the property that you are renting. B, so keep in mind, a person shall not do any of the following. Remain without lawful authority on the land or premises of another after being notified to depart by the owner or occupant. So if you are on the property of somebody in Michigan and they walk up to you, get off my property. And you say, well, I've never been told to leave before, so I'm just standing here. So that's not trespassing under A, but your remaining there becomes trespassing under B. The moment you're told to leave, leave. You are trespassing if you remain. So remaining without lawful authority on the land or premises of another after being notified to depart by the owner or occupant or the agent of the owner or occupant. C, a person shall not do any of the following: enter or remain without lawful authority on fenced or posted farm property of another person without the consent of the owner or his or her lessee or agent. A request to leave the premises is not a necessary element for violation of the subdivision. This subdivision does not apply to a person who is in the process of attempting, by the most direct route, to contact the owner or his or her lessee or agent to request consent. So a person can go onto the property to ask for permission to come onto the property, as long as they do so directly, but they cannot enter or remain without lawful authority if the property is fenced or posted farm property of another person, and they have to get permission of the owners. So the fenced or posted farm property. Now, I don't know why they make the distinction farm property, and that's a problem for me because I think anybody should be allowed to post their land as keep out, no trespassing, and whether it's farm property or not, you shouldn't be allowed to go onto it. But two, so the first one was one, this is sub two, does not apply to a process server who is on the land or premises of another while in the process of attempting by the most direct route to serve process upon the owner, the occupant, the agent of the owner, a lessee of the land or premises. So if a process server comes onto the land in an attempt to serve one of those people by the most direct route, then he's not trespassing. Here's where it gets tricky. Suppose they found out that your friend was on your property visiting you and they want to serve your friend. Well, your friend isn't an owner. They're not an occupant. They're not an agent of the owner. They're not a lessee. So the process server cannot come onto the property to serve somebody who is not part of the ownership rights or the tenancy rights of that property. So that's an interesting distinction. But they also have to do it by the most direct route. So you're on your property, person walks up your driveway, comes around the corner, hands you the summons and complaint, boom, you're done. Person sneaks onto the back of your property and cuts through a couple miles of woods and sneaks up on you from behind and serves you. Well, that's not the most direct route, is it? So you could have an attorney go into court and say, we want to fight the summons, it was improperly served. Now, there's two things going on here. And one of which is a process server goes out and tries to serve people and get them to come to court. If you get served improperly, you're faced with a choice. Do you ignore the service and later on say, I was never served properly? Or do you go to court and say, I want the service quashed? The problem you have, of course, the court's going to look at you and go, yeah, but you're here now. Why don't we just proceed? And some judges are going to say, well, you know something? You're right. We'll toss the summons out. They got to reserve you. And of course, they're going to chase you around and eventually get you. I often tell people that trying to dodge service is difficult with good process servers. But here's the question. You might say, Steve, who's a process server? What does that mean to be a process server? And a lot of people think it means that somebody's official, like a court officer, a sheriff's deputy or somebody. Well, under Michigan law, and again, this is going to vary from state to state, although a lot of states are similar to this, but under the Michigan court rules, who may serve process? Generally, process in a civil action may be served by any legally competent adult who is not a party or an officer of a corporate party. So any legally competent adult who is not a party. So Bob is suing Mary. Any legally competent adult can serve that complaint except for Bob or Mary. That's it. I've served summonses. And I've actually done a video on that. I don't know if the video is still up or not, but I did an entire video on that where I actually used to go out and serve people because I had a process server, and if he wasn't available, I said, I'd just do it myself. Gives you a little adrenaline rush. And I can also tell you that I was walking around my property one day, and I came around a corner, and I was startled to find a man standing there with papers in his hand. And he called me by somebody else's name. And I said, no. And he goes, who are you? And I go, better question is, who are you? You're on my property. And he very quickly pulled out a badge and kind of flashed it at me and put it back in his pocket. And he goes, I'm a court officer. I go, you're a court officer, are you? And he goes, yeah, what's your name? I go, no. What's your name? And he goes, I just showed you my badge. I go, no, I want your name, not a fleeting image of a badge. What's your name? And we're at this little bit of a standoff, because I think he's used to people running when he says he's a court officer and or trying to serve process. And he goes, well, if you're so-and-so, and he tries handing me papers, I go, I'm not. I go, what would make you think that person would be here? And he starts shuffling through papers. He's on the wrong property. But he starts shuffling through his notes, and he goes, oh, I'm looking for somebody, and they look kind of like you. And I go, let's back up this thing that says you're a court officer. You said that, right? And he goes, yeah. I go, are you employed by the court? He goes, I am legally authorized to serve process. I go, yes. So you are a competent adult, but you are not a court officer in the sense that you're not employed by the courts, correct? Now, he's starting to suspect I might be an attorney, but I wasn't dressed like one, as I quite often am not. And he goes, well, are you this person? And I go, no, I've told you that like three times now. I'm not that person. He goes, who are you? And I go, you know something? I'm so offended by the fact that you tried to mislead me into thinking you work for the court. I'm not going to tell you who I am. And he goes, will you take these papers? And I go, I'll throw them away. They're not mine. Yeah, that's not me. And he goes, well, do you know who this person is? And I said, you know something? I really don't want to talk to you anymore, and I need you to get off my property. And we're about the same height, but it's broad daylight out. So I'm not worried. I can see the guy's not armed. And I just started walking towards him. And he's, hey, dude. And I go, no. Don't dude me. I go, you're on my property. You're mistaken about who you're looking for. I'm not the person you think I am. I go, the fact that you flashed a badge at me is actually a bit of a problem, because I could call the police and say a guy came out here and flashed a badge, and I think he wanted me to believe he was a sheriff, because sheriff's deputies often do work for the courts. And in fact, most courts in Michigan, the circuit courts, the people walking the hallways with badges and guns are sheriff's deputies. So I think you were trying to make me think you were a sheriff's deputy. Are you a sheriff's deputy? You're not, are you? And the guy started backing up a little bit faster. And he goes, he jumped in his car and drove away. The guy was a process server, but he wanted me to believe he was a court officer. Now, it's true that if you ask an attorney about being an officer of the court, we'll tell you that, yes, we are officers of the court in one sense. And this is a distinction that a lot of people don't get, but I'm going to do it anyways. And that is quite simply this, is that when I'm in court and I make a statement to the court on the record, open court, judges up there, my opponent's over here, I'm here. Judge asking me a question, I make a statement, and I say something. I've not been sworn to tell the truth. I just walked into court, the case was called, I stood up and started talking. So if I make a false statement to the court can hold me for it the same way they can a witness who lies, even though I'm not sworn. They're holding me to a higher standard. And they say, Mr. Leto, you are an officer of the court. You need to get up to this standard. And I've seen judges say that, not to me, but I've seen judges say that to an attorney who's doing something wrong or done something wrong. And I've seen a judge say, you're an officer of the court. And it simply means you're being held to a higher standard. But the process server who's getting paid to serve process and he's merely a legally competent adult, he is literally no different or better than 98% of the population out there of adults who are legally competent. And so for him to say, I'm a court officer, flash a badge at me and very quickly put it away, is problematic. But he left. I didn't accept the papers. And it turns out, I found out later, that he was trying to serve process on somebody who lived in the neighborhood 5 years earlier. And he just had really bad information. And I think he was going door to door looking for somebody who looked like somebody that he was looking for. Might have looked like me, I don't know. But we've gone far afield. I used to serve process. It was fun. I never told anybody I was a court officer, however. I would just say, you're served. See you in court. So there you go. But you can trespass upon lands or premises of another if you are a process server who, by the most direct route, is serving process upon the owner, the occupant, the agent, or the lessee of the land. Other than that, you can't trespass. And that means that someone can kick you off and say never come back, and they can kick you off and you've got to leave right away. Otherwise, you should know that trespassing is both a criminal offense, which is why it's found in the criminal penal code of MCL 750 et sec, as well as there is a civil action, meaning that you can be sued for trespassing. So if someone comes on your property in Michigan and you tell them to leave and they don't, you can sue them for that as well, if you are so inclined. So there you go. Thanks for the question. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Whoever said money doesn't buy happiness didn't know where to shop.